to Sports Lounge Live, a weekly talk show covering baseball, basketball, football, NASCAR, plus the latest sports news, both pro and college. Hear past talk shows on your phone by calling the Conversation Station or as a podcast on your iPhone, Victor Stream, or computer. Visit legendoldies.com for links to automatically connect via your computer or iPhone. Call the sports aficionados at area code 646-876-9923 and enter the PIN 287-723-4600, followed by the pound key twice. And now, your hosts, Chris Devon, Perry Lester, Sean Platts, and Bill Sparks.
Well, hello from a very cool, windy Indianapolis, Indiana, soon to be Naples, Florida, in just a matter of hours, a day and a half. But next Sunday will originate from the state of Florida. Chris, how are you?
We're doing all right. This is show number 15. And first of all, we want to say hope everyone has had an enjoyable Veterans Day, the big one, the 100th anniversary of the end of World War One, and the war was alleged to end all wars, which unfortunately it did not. We're also thinking of the people in California dealing with the wildfires in both Northern and Southern California, and hope that the damage is minimized and that the loss of life can be held down, and certainly thinking of the folks in those areas. So we've got a busy sports show, of course, as we get closer and closer to the holidays and Thanksgiving. Some big football games will be coming in the next couple of weeks. We'll be talking about that, pro and college. So we're going to start, of course, with our NFL wrap-up. Then we're going to go to college football. Then we're going to go do a little college basketball. The season did start this week. We'll talk a little bit about that. Then we'll throw in a baseball note or two. And always your calls are welcome. And because of that, we want to bring in Sean to tell you all the gory details about how that works.
All right. First of all, yes, happy Veterans Day to all. I do want to say, and our buddy Ringside Robert, who is on the Ringside Reporter podcast, 773-572-7781 and ringsidereporter.com. He's not too far from the Northern California fires, so hopefully he does not have to evacuate again. But, yeah, that is where you can go listen to him right now and whenever. Also, Perry has the satellite radio college and pro schedules at 641-715-3800, then enter 36867 pound. If you want to leave us any comments and you're listening throughout the week, whether online or the conversation station, 773-572-7715. Do not mark the message private, that way we can all send it. Also, I'm going to go ahead and plug this a little bit. Maybe Bill might want to talk a little. The coffee club from last Wednesday, if you go over to legendoldies.com or the conversation station, which I'll give that number at the end of the broadcast, you can hear it. They have an accessible meter, accessible an iPhone app for diabetics. And, you know, I'm not diabetic, but if you know of anybody who is or and is blind, I mean, I recommend listening to it, you know.
Bill, do you want to give us just a few seconds on that so people would know kind of what they're hearing about?
Yeah,
We are going to do a second podcast this week about the new Libra Link. It's called LibreLink, and it's a now fully accessible iPhone reader that actually you wear a little sensor on your arm, and you can check your glucose blood level accessibly and read it privately of your own phone and keep track of it and your averages and all that good stuff. And I know this is taking away from sports, but it's pretty important and amazing.
It is important.
So
yeah, listen to last week's also and then get ready for this week's. I'd recommend that.
LegendOldies.com, and it comes on at 9 o'clock Eastern every Wednesday morning. That's 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern time, 8 o'clock Central, and you figure the rest.
Yeah.
Back to you guys.
And if you want to join us, by the way, download your Zoom app or enter 646-876-9923, then do the code 287-723-4600, hit the pound key twice, you are here. When you're here, star 6, you'll be muted. That it unmutes and mutes you. Star 9 raises your hand. The Alt-Y raises your hand if you're on the phone app or the computer or whatever. So anyway, what's going on in the NFL today?
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. There weren't really that many great games today, but there were a few, so let's start with last Thursday.
Yeah.
Steelers, 52, Panthers, 21. That was not close and not too much really to say about that game.
Well, the one thing about the Steelers is they've righted themselves. You know, remember, we were talking about them, how they were struggling at the beginning of the year. They've really righted the ship. They've won some key divisional games with Baltimore and Cincinnati. They're right in the middle of the playoff mix. And we'll talk a little bit about the AFC playoff picture, both playoff pictures as we go along, or maybe at the end before we do the schedule, because, you know, you've got teams that have pushed themselves into contention and played themselves out. So, and the Steelers are one that's pushed themselves in. So, and it was a come from behind victory. Carolina did go ahead 7-0, but they lost 52-21.
They went ahead 7-0, and how quickly they forgot about that.
Yeah, that's right.
Colts 29, Jaguars 26 today.
Yeah, Colts put themselves into position now. Andrew Luck had another great game, and Ebron, the tight end, was really prominent in that game. Jacksonville managed to finally score some points, but their defense isn't what it used to be. Jacksonville's pretty much done, and the Colts have a bit of a chance. It's a wild scramble in the AFC, but they've worked their way into it a bit.
Yep.
In a game that the Bills showed up today, they beat the Jets 41-10. The rumor out there is that the Jets are going into a bye week, that they may actually make a coaching change. It's not official, but that's the rumor that's out there.
And one of the announcers says, "Oh, Buffalo, they tend to do that about every few weeks or so. They just tend to show up and remember their football team."
Well, they've got they beat Minnesota, in Minnesota. That
yeah, but every 3-4 weeks.
Sense. Yeah, that still doesn't make sense. But what they did was they had Matt Barkley, and that's somebody they didn't have before, and they had a semblance of an offense, and you know, so and the Jets just didn't show up. They were terrible. And they're going to their bye. The whole AFC East, when I get to the schedule, the whole AFC East is going into bye week. So, and Buffalo was the only team in the division who won.
Yeah.
Redskins 16, Buccaneers 3. That was kind of a boring game, to be honest. It was a lot of field
goals.
Yeah,
it was.
One touchdown, but a lot of field goals.
Well, the problem was that Cannizzaro, the kicker for Tampa Bay, missed about 4 field goals. I don't know how many he missed. He did terribly. They were in the red zone, I think, 5 times, only got 3 points. And that was the difference in the game. They were saying on SiriusXM NFL radio that if you looked at time of possession, if you looked at yardage, if you looked at a lot of things, and you didn't look at the score, you'd think Tampa Bay won the game, but they weren't scoring. You got to get field goals or touchdowns or do something, and that was it, and Washington was able to hold on.
Browns 28, Falcons 16, so...
That was a surprise. I didn't think, but I'm telling you, this Baker Mayfield is the real deal. He's the one quarterback. Others maybe have, you know, you talk about the Rosen, and you talk about Darnold and different ones that came out. Of course, we've got an incomplete, really, on the Buffalo guy because he's been hurt so much. But the guy that really has established himself as a rookie this year is Baker Mayfield, and they've got that part straight. Now what they need to do is get the management and the other parts of the team around them. The running backs are actually playing pretty well. They've got a pretty good offense, and the defense has played well at times too. So they've got a semblance of a team there now, and they're not a laughing stock anymore.
Chiefs 26, Cardinals 14. That game was a little closer than I thought it might be.
Yeah, yeah. Patrick Mahomes, he showed out of that second-year bunch why he's one of the top guys, you know, from last year. You know, it's his second year. He kept them. Otherwise, it could have gotten ugly, and Arizona could have gotten back into that game a little more.
Yeah, I think maybe the Chiefs were looking a little bit past this game to the Rams game next Monday night, which we'll talk about in Mexico City. But, you know, it was, you know, the Chiefs did what they had to do. They got the win, and they're in very good position now in the AFC. So, again, we'll kind of talk about that. We'll do the schedule, and then we'll talk a little about the playoff positioning.
Saints 51, Bengals 14. The Bengals are, I think they're probably about done for.
Well, again, they're still in a playoff position, but they have really started to slide, and A.J. Green's going to be out a couple more weeks, and that's the key to their offense. If Dalton doesn't have A.J. Green around, there's not much for him to do, and Tyler Eifert, of course, has been out for the season since like week 2 or 3 or whatever, so this is not a good Bengals team anymore, and they probably will slide out of playoff position, but right now, if the playoffs were to start, I think they'd be in.
Titans 34, Patriots 10. I imagine, Chris, this is one of those you would just look right past, right?
Yes. Well, what happened was the Patriots seemingly went on their bye already, as did most of the AFC East, except for Buffalo. I mean, they just didn't show up. Brady didn't have a good game. The defense didn't have a good game. The offense was, you know, it was just everything. And of course, it's good for Mike Vrabel. He's the former coach of the, you know, assistant coach of the Patriots, former linebacker, catcher of touchdowns in the Super Bowl, etc. And you know, I'm sure that he and Belichick had a warm reception at the middle of the field. They're still friends, but and I'm sure Belichick congratulated him and just said, "You beat our butt," because they did.
And sometimes that is helpful to a guy who knows the system. I mean, when you're playing someone and you know what they do, that is helpful to your team. Yeah,
that's true.
Yes, it is.
Bears 34, Lions 22. The Bears looked very good again today. Mitch Trubisky looked very well.
He did. And, you know, all this conversation about getting him with the program and he isn't that good. I think he's kind of silencing his critics, at least right now. And they've got a big game coming up that we'll be mentioning in the battle for first in the AFC North on next Sunday night. So we'll be talking about that when we do the schedule.
Chargers 20, Raiders 6. The Raiders are just horrible.
The Raiders were down there. They went. We had four cracks at it from inside, I don't know, the five-yard line or somewhere. They couldn't get it in. And that was about it. The Chargers, you know, and they were playing. The reporter for the NFL radio went on the field, and he said the air quality was not good. You know, they were able to play, and, you know, the game was not moved. They were talking about moving that game to Dallas and playing it tomorrow, but they didn't do that. But they did play there, but it was kind of a ho-hum game. The Chargers did what they had to do. And that would be
for the reasons of the fires is why they would move that.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
That's right. And the thing is that the Chargers did what they had to do, and they're in good spot. They've got that first wild card. They're pretty, not wrapped up, but they've pretty much got that position nailed down. They'll be going somewhere the first week of January to play one of these, the 3 and 4 seeds, whoever they may be.
Packers 31, Dolphins 12. That one was not close really either.
The Packers were scoring touchdowns and the Dolphins were kicking field goals. And
that's correct.
You're going to do that, you're not going to win. You know, and the Packers defense is starting to look pretty good. It's not, I mean, the Dolphins offense, it leaves a lot to be desired. But the Packers defense did play, you know, very well. And the Dolphins, the Patriots and Jets were a lot worse than the Dolphins. The Dolphins were playing a lot better team than them on the road and at least showed up, unlike the Patriots and Jets. So I will give them that credit. I kind of threw them in the same under the bus with the Patriots and Jets, but they shouldn't really be going there.
And in the game that I was watching of the late games, to no one's surprise, Rams 36, Seahawks 31. That was a pretty decent game. And obviously,
it was good.
For those who don't know, the Ram players have been evacuated. Their families have been evacuated. So their mind probably wasn't much as on football as you would think. Now they're going to Colorado Springs tomorrow. They'll practice there all week before they go to Mexico City. So, I imagine that's the big thing. They were more worried about, you know, the external things than they were the football and the internal things.
And going to Colorado Springs, that'll probably, I mean, yeah, that there were at least they're safe. Their families hopefully are there, but that'll also get them ready for the Mexico City altitude.
That's correct. And our last two games that we have, Cowboys-Eagles are just underway. That's a big game for the Cowboys because there's a lot of rumors about coaching down there, too. And the Giants and the 49ers tomorrow night, that's at 8:15 Eastern. So
yeah,
and both of those teams are out of it. If the Eagles can win, they'll be the one team that's still. This is an elimination game for the Cowboys. If the Cowboys don't win this, they're not going to win the NFC, and it's going to be between the Eagles and Redskins pretty much. So
if you're not a fan of either team, that's a good night to go do something like get your wife some peanut butter cups or something.
Right, do something like that. Yeah, don't eat them all.
But don't eat all of her peanut butter cups, right?
don't eat them all.
No, you just lose all your brownie points if you do that. Okay, yes. We've got the schedule here, and I'm going to read them in the order in which they appear just so we don't drive ourselves crazy, but we've got a couple of changes, and we'll point them out as we go along. The Thursday night game is going to be a good one. Green Bay at Seattle. These teams, and again, we'll talk about playoff positioning after I finish reading this. But Green Bay and Seattle, they're both fighting for the wild card. Green Bay still with a chance at the NFC North, but they'll be going to be meeting in Seattle on Fox and NFL Network. Sunday, we have Dallas at Atlanta, 1 p.m. There'll be an angry Falcons team that the Cowboys will have to deal with. The new Sunday night game is Minnesota at Chicago. That'll be, therefore, on NBC at 8:20, and that has been moved from a Fox game and from an early game to a late game. And, again, we'll talk about the battle for first place there. Carolina at Detroit, 1 p.m. Lions are starting to fade, and Carolina got their butts whipped, but we'll see if they can recover after an extra 3 days off. Tennessee, who's been playing better at Indianapolis, 1 p.m. That's going to be a good game because the Colts are playing well, too. So we have Philadelphia at New Orleans. That's not that will now be a late game. It's listed here at 1 o'clock. That's now going to be a 4:25 game on Fox, and that'll be a good one. Tampa Bay at the Giants, 1 p.m. We have Houston at Washington, 1 p.m. Cincinnati at Baltimore, 1 p.m., kind of a, I don't know, a division elimination game in a way, because if Baltimore beats Cincinnati, that's going to pretty much do it, I think. I think the Steelers will kind of be in control with that division. Oakland at Arizona, 4:05 p.m. on CBS. We have Denver at the Chargers, 4:05 p.m. on CBS. We already told you the other late game is going to be the Saints game at 4:25. That's the only Fox game at that time. Pittsburgh at Jacksonville, that was scheduled for 8:20. It's been moved to 1 o'clock, so that's when that game will be. But the Monday night game...
That'd be a CBS game.
And that'll be CBS. And the Monday night game will not be moved. You don't move Monday night games or Thursday night games. And that'll be Kansas City at the Rams, 8:15 p.m. in Mexico City. So, and
yeah,
that'll be
ESPN has a deal for those, I think, to carry all the Mexico City games. I think that's part of it, I believe.
Okay, so that's ESPN and watch ESPN. Yep. The bye teams are Buffalo, Cleveland, Miami, the Patriots, the Jets, and San Francisco. So the easy way to remember it is the AFC East is not playing next week. All four teams will be on a bye, and Cleveland and San Francisco. So if we look at the playoff positioning right now and just try to, I'm just doing this a little with the, you know, I in our sports group on the phone, I do the standings on Tuesday, and it'll be a little clearer. The Patriots, that was kind of an important loss. They dropped to 7-3 and gave Kansas City a two-game cushion in the AFC. Miami, that was an important loss because they could have come within a game of the Patriots, but they're now two games behind, and the Patriots still probably control the East. Pittsburgh went to 6-2-1, so they're right there with the Patriots, basically on that same level. Again, Cincinnati dropped to 5-4, and Baltimore's 4-5. So that's an important game for those two teams. In the South, Houston didn't play; they're still 6-3. Tennessee came within a game though of them at 5-4. And the Colts, that was a big win for them. They're at 4-5. They're a game out of the lost column for the second wild card. In the West, Kansas City rolling along at 9-1, but they're going to have to play the Rams this week. But they've got a cushion now because of that Patriots loss. The Chargers have now moved to 7-2, so they've got a good hold on the first wild card. Probably the Chiefs will probably still win the division, but the Chargers are look like they'll go to the playoffs. Denver and the Raiders are out of it. In the NFC, Washington wins, they're 6-3. So if Philadelphia wins, they'll come within a game of Washington and be 5-4. Dallas, if they lose, they'll go to 3-6, and they'll be just about out of it. Giants already are. In the North, we have Chicago went to 6-3 by winning. The Vikings are 5-3-1. So that's why it's a battle for first place. Whoever wins that game next Sunday night in Chicago will be the leader in the North. Green Bay is now 4-4-1. They have that tough game against Seattle on Thursday night. And then and Detroit is sliding away. They're 3-6. In the South, New Orleans continues to roll. They're 8-1. Carolina losing, that's 6-3, so New Orleans with a good hold on that division right now. Atlanta losing, that was important. They dropped to 4-5, and Tampa Bay won. They're 4-5. In the West, we have the Rams at 9-1. Seattle, pretty much, that's it for them in the division. They're 4-5. That division's almost over. So the wild card in the NFC is really crazy because you've got the teams like the Eagles, you've got Atlanta, you've got the loser of that Minnesota-Chicago game, the Green Bay-Seattle. Seattle get a little redemption by winning over Green Bay and get a little ways into the wild card fight. But if Green Bay wins, they're going to be right in the middle of that. Again, Carolina right now still would have the top wild card spot. So it's a real battle. So it's very hard. As we go into the last few weeks, it'll clarify a little bit. But one of the fun things about the holiday season is trying to figure out tiebreakers and all that kind of stuff with these playoff positions. But that's kind of a thumbnail right now. Of course, we don't have all the information, but it's there's a lot of teams involved, and that's what the NFL wants.
And obviously, as we get ready to go into college football, if you want to talk to us, Alt Y on your Zoom app to raise your hand, *9 on the phone to raise your hand to talk to us. And as we get
into college, we also want to start. Bobby Petrino is out at Louisville.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
well, when you,
when
you sign your pact with the devil, sometimes you go to hell. And basically, that's kind of what happened. You know, Louisville, they had a good run a couple of years ago, but the whole thing got off the track with Rick Pitino in basketball when they kept him. And then Rick Pitino and Bobby Petrino, you know, between the two of them.
Don't forget Papa John.
And Papa John's and everything. The whole thing got off the rails. They're going to have to kind of rebuild. The basketball team is probably going to be pretty good, but the football team was horrible this year.
As we talk about Louisville, Chris, one thing to remember, they're going to owe Petrino $12 million. They owe Pitino $44 million, and Papa John still has the naming rights to their stadium.
Right.
Yes.
And so there's going to need to be a lot of pizzas sold to make up for all this, I guess.
We've got a caller, guys, Pam Francis from Kansas City. Go ahead, Pam.
Hey, Pam.
You may want to hit the light on mute.
I unmuted her. I'm sorry about that, Pam. Okay. Go ahead.
That's okay.
I have a couple of different things.
Okay.
I heard on, I don't know if it was Fox Sports or our local pregame, they were talking about Belichick and his loss. And they were saying that he has a record against his assistants of 0-5. And also, Patrick Mahomes broke Len Dawson's touchdown record.
Yes, he did.
And you know what? Len Dawson with the Chiefs, that is a huge name with that organization.
And I'm also curious. They were talking a lot about Dallas and Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if they're playing to get him fired.
No. No, they're not that good.
They like him.
They're not that good. And he may not even be fired anyway because Jerry Jones likes him too. The thing is that he's controllable. What the deal is with Jerry Jones is he wants to be the coach, the owner, the general manager, the guy that cleans up the stands. He wants to do everything. And Jason Garrett gets along with him. They work well together because he takes his orders. So he may get fired just because if it gets really bad and they end up 4-12 or something, he might get fired. But Jerry Jones would like to keep him. They might fire offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators and other people, but he would like to keep him.
And it's possible, Chris, that even if he would get fired, Jerry may somehow keep him on, you know, in the organization doing something.
That's right. We got another caller, guys. Oh, I'm sorry.
I think that 0-5, I believe, that you were talking about, that is in the first matchup, I believe, against his assistant.
Okay. I was going to say, because I know he beat some of them. Yeah,
he's beaten some of them, but maybe not in the first time he coached against his assistant, because I think Bill O'Brien beat him the first time, and then he turned, you know.
Well, this year it's been Matt Patricia and Vrabel for two, because he's the coach of the Lions, so that's two. Yeah, that could be it, because he's beaten Romeo Crennel and different ones over the years, so yeah.
And Bill's trying to talk to us, so Bill, go ahead.
We've got Walter. Walter, I think, from Des Moines. Go ahead, Walter.
Oh, hey, hi, everyone. I just wanted to just say hi, you know, to let you know I was in here.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Where are you from, Walter?
Oh, I'm here in Des Moines.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, are you
aware of any of Perry's hijinks around Des Moines, or has he been able to lay low?
Well, actually, I just saw him yesterday, so that...
okay. All right.
All right. Well.
Any other hands, Bill?
Hands are all cleared right now. Everybody is...
Right. Okay.
Let's get some college football then.
Let's hit the college football. Go ahead, Sean.
Man, yes. Yesterday was an interesting day as we, you know, now I will say this week coming up, there's a few big matchups, but especially if you look at most of the SEC, they're playing other teams, but yesterday, I'll tell you, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, we said it would probably be a decent game. It was good. Alabama, of course, rolled on. Who'd have thought at the beginning of the year, as we talked about Louisville, that Syracuse would be the team blowing out Louisville?
Yeah. And with that Ole Miss game, Sean, it was exactly as I said. They would have won the game had they been able to stop anybody.
Yeah, and then you had Oklahoma State. That's bedlam. See, Oklahoma State steps up against the teams that they're that are good, and then they're bad against the bad teams. And Oklahoma, really, if Oklahoma State had not missed that extra point, Oklahoma, you could have seen an upset there. And then, of course, you had, Notre Dame just moving on. I mean, Florida State just, yeah. And then,
yeah, they're not good.
Florida State, Northwestern clinching the Big Ten
West.
Penn,
and without anybody losing, Michigan will win the Big Ten East.
Yes, all they got to do is hold on and win against Ohio State, and everybody stays in place. They should win. They should win the East. Clemson's clinched their division.
Do you know if that game's in Michigan or at Ohio State this year? I always forget.
Don't know where it is this year.
I assume that's the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
It would be. Yes.
Yes, it is. It's the early Saturday game. Then you,
12 o'clock, yeah.
You have Clemson clinching their division. The other division, the Coastal, is still kind of up in the air with all those teams,
If Pitt can win their games, they'll win it, because they've only got one loss, and the others have two or three.
Washington State struggled a bit with Colorado, but then they managed to hold on, so they're on track to win the North. The north of the Pac-12, and then Arizona State, Utah, kind of hanging in there for the South. The Big 12, Oklahoma, West Virginia, they are on track to be the two teams playing, but Texas, Iowa State, who play this week, they both have to win. And then if Texas beats Iowa State this week, Texas would have to have West Virginia beat Oklahoma. If Iowa State beats Texas this week, they have to have Oklahoma beat West Virginia on the Friday after Thanksgiving. So, you had some interesting games. Like I said, you had a few, not like last week, but you did have some games this week. You got some okay matchups. You got, Iowa State, Texas.
That is in the Central time zone, that's a 7 o'clock game.
And that is a Longhorn Network game, because way back they talked about they wanted one conference game in Iowa State before they got good. Because some of you may be wondering why it's not going to be national. That before they got pretty good, they said, you know what, when we go play Texas, we'll be on the Longhorn Network. And then Iowa State got good, because if they could, that would be a Fox or an ABC game.
Right.
And especially this week.
For Iowa State fans who might be listening, one thing, I believe I heard there is a deal with the Longhorn Network to where on, I believe it's their Iowa State channel, which is available on a lot of cable channels in our state, they will be allowed to show the game.
Yeah, and if you have the sports package, they might unscramble the Longhorn Network
That might have been part of the deal, Sean, that, we'll be on the Longhorn Network if you let us put it on our channel.
Because, if they had known they were going to get this good, and they would have said, well, wait, let's make this an ABC Fox game, because I think ABC or a Fox game.
Yep.
But
I would bet, though, what you'll have in Iowa is you'll have a lot of people, they'll turn up their picture and they'll turn down the sound and turn up John Walters.
Yep. Yeah.
You'll listen to Craig Way.
Oh yeah, we got Craig Way, and then you got Syracuse at Notre Dame. That's in Yankee Stadium, I believe, and that's a Notre Dame home game at Yankee Stadium. That's one of the other big ones. But like I said, not a lot of major games.
What time is that game? Is that a traditional 2:30?
That's a 2:30.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, that's a day game. Not a lot of huge games next week. There's a few, but not. Well, like I said, a lot of, especially the SEC and a lot of those, I think you have Arkansas, Tennessee, that's one, and then
Vanderbilt doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. Arkansas, Tennessee, but Tennessee did. Now, Kentucky has been falling apart. Maybe they're learning from their basketball team. You got a little bit of that, but like I said, we'll be coming in next week. The week after is when you have the rivalry games plus the games that will be deciding. So a lot of teams kind of take it easy this week, especially since they started playing early conference games. They kind of use this week as kind of a tune-up.
Yeah. And by the way, since we did mention Craig Way and John Walters, on a personal note, two of, in my mind, the best announcers in the Big 12.
Yes, they are. Yes.
And by the way, guys,
probably two of the best in college basketball.
And by the way, guys, we are going to feature a segment or some bits on Craig Way on the ATR Live podcast. So that you can look forward to this week.
Good.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And you know, well, anything I guess we could trend.
Anything else?
Not really much on comment.
Before we, I did see that Pam had her hand raised again. Pam, what would you like to? Got anything on this topic to hit?
I'm not much into college football, but I am into college basketball.
Okay, that's
okay.
I tell you what, let's get to that in just a little bit. I'll keep in mind that you want to talk about college basketball. We'll get to that in just a second.
Yeah, okay. College football, like I said, it looks like Kyler Murray is on his way possibly to in the lead for the Heisman. He's on his way. You'll start hearing a little more. I don't think you're going to see much change in the rankings. The big surprising last week was that LSU ended up still at number 7. Everybody pretty much moved up, you know, but LSU ended up ahead of West Virginia and Ohio State. So they beat Arkansas. I don't think anybody's really changing in that ranking.
Do you guys know where the playoff games are? Which sites are they at?
Since this is the fourth year, it's back at the Rose and the Sugar Bowl.
So there'll be New Year's Day then?
Yes, there will be New Year's Day because this is year 4. They alternate every third year, like they go Rose, Sugar, Cotton, Orange, and then Fiesta, Peach. So they have 4 over this 12-year deal. They have 4 spots at each, you know, because they go on, you know, 3-year rotation, obviously.
And then the championship game is where? Where did I hear? I was listening to a football game and they were advertising.
I think it might be in Arizona. I think it might be in Arizona, but I'll have to get back on that one.
Yeah. Okay. We'll find out.
It will be on the
7th.
Not the 7th. No, the next Monday.
It was on the 7th. Wherever it is.
No, it's not. No, it's not because that would only be 5-6 days after
days.
It'll be the second. It's always the second Monday of January is how they work it. It'll be the second Monday, which will be the 14th.
It would be okay. Well, let's find out because I thought I heard it.
You didn't. You did not hear.
I did. Hey, I did know I did hear, but it could be wrong.
New Year's. What day is New Year's this year?
New Year's is on a Tuesday.
Okay. New Year's on a Tuesday. They want to give a few days. Like I said, last year, since New Year's is on a Monday, they could do it the next Monday, but. I've heard plenty of places that it is the 14th because of New Year's being on a Tuesday.
And we'll have plenty of time to get to that as we get
there. Yeah, we'll check on that. Right. But I'm almost positive that's what it is.
Okay.
That kind of covers the college football. Let's go to a little college basketball and we'll get into it. We got some NBA stuff to cover in a little bit too, but let's get into the college basketball. We had a lot of veterans games played on Friday. And I think probably one of the more exciting games that I caught on Friday was the Texas-Arkansas game.
Oh, man, that was an interesting game. They had problems. Both the radio broadcast, the internet went down, so they were having to do the game on cell phones for about half the second half and everything, and then it went down. And it was in a rec center. The fans were right up there, all the people at Fort Bliss out in El Paso, and that was overtime. Texas ended up winning it. I mean, I think this is a sophomore and junior. This is a lot of, you know, a few freshmen, but a lot of sophomores and juniors on this Texas team. I mean, it was really good game, I think. And then, you know, like I said, you had that started it all off going back to Tuesday, Michigan State, you know, the Kansas-Michigan State game. I mean, that's a big Champions Classic there in Indiana.
Yep.
That, what a way to start it. Then the other game, of course, Duke-Kentucky, and now Kentucky is vulnerable this year, I think.
They really
Southern
are.
Southern Illinois was up on them on Friday night in the first half, and they could have very easily, I mean, Kentucky only won by 12. Duke got three All-Americans.
They look really good.
Three high school All-Americans. This Wednesday, I believe it is, Michigan-Villanova rematch of the championship on Fox Sports 1. I think it's Wednesday at 6 Eastern.
And then we start, later this week, I think we start some of these tournaments that we play over the next couple of weeks. I think some of those start later this week.
Yeah, some later this week. And then like you've got the preseason NIT going on, and then you'll start with the Bahamas tournaments and the Hawaii and Vegas, the big one, because I know Texas is going to Vegas. You have all those. But, yeah, there's a number of You know,
they're,
I mean,
they're certainly okay.
I just went to Miss A and asked about the college football championship game. It is. It she says it's on the 7th of January,
okay,
and that it's at Levi Stadium.
Okay, Levi Stadium, San Francisco. Okay,
yeah, well, that's what she says.
Okay, now that we're back into college basketball, Pam, you wanted to get in on college basketball. And Jerry, I see that your hand is raised, so you'll be next.
Yeah, I'm just curious as to why you guys think Kansas is ranked number one. I just don't see it. And I'm also...
I don't either. After seeing Duke, I don't know that there's too many teams that are going to beat Duke this year. Well,
and remember, it's preseason. You're going on... you know, they're going on potential. And, I mean, Kansas is good, but like I said, Duke is really good. You can never count out Villanova, Gonzaga, the usuals. But at least here, they have a real legitimate playoff to get there to find out who the real team is. I mean, Kansas is good.
They are
and
good.
They, you know, they are good. I mean, I watched most of that game with Michigan State the other night. I watched a lot of it, and it was, I mean, they are, I'll give them credit. I think they are a top 3-4 team.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they lose this gentleman, this player, what's his name, D'Souza? I think that's his name, but they got caught up in that mess with all the shoe deals and all that crap. If they lose that guy, he was supposed to have been pretty a top-notch person for them, and they lose him because of that, they're going to be in trouble.
Well, they're not playing him, I don't think. They're not playing
him. Not now.
If there's any doubt, they won't play him because you don't want to take a chance of getting put on probation.
Yeah, they already said they're keeping him out. So right now they're winning without him. They're winning right now without him. They're 2-0, I believe. So,
Jerry, what's on your mind tonight?
I kind of want to know, is this the week of the, or are they not doing it, the 24 hours of basketball on ESPN?
I don't believe they're doing that anymore.
They didn't do it last year either.
No, they didn't do it last year. I think that kind of, it fizzled out because basketball is so spread out with all these tournaments now and all these other, and plus ESPN, they don't have, I mean, a lot of conferences have gone to these other networks. Like the Big East is Fox Sports, is Fox and CBS Sports Network. So they don't even have the Big East. There's a couple others that they don't have. So, I mean, I think it just, they just, there, you know, was, I mean.
They, and then there's some that they share, like the Big Ten. They have some on ESPN, some on Fox.
Yeah, they share. So it's all, and plus you got all these challenge, you got the Big Ten ACC Challenge, the Big 12 SEC Challenge coming soon, Big East, you know, all these other challenge, and then, like I said, the tournaments start. I think it's just a lot of teams were just, not really wanting to do it, even though some of those drew, I remember one year, Stephen F. Austin, Northern Iowa, at 9 in the morning, it was sold out.
Oh, and Northern Iowa had one at 7 in the morning, and they had a nice crowd for it, too. So, I mean, it was good, but
yeah.
I think teams like Northern Iowa these days, they would prefer to play, like, in a tournament or something like that so that they can get more even more exposure because, you know, not a lot of people are watching at 7 in the morning.
Yeah. So who is Pitt playing this coming week, Jerry?
I can't remember right now. I'll have to look it up.
All right. Okay, well, we'll get that in a couple of days.
It's a 12 o'clock game, whoever it is.
Right, but what they need to do, that is important because they could get the championship game. And if they win their two games, they will. But they need to win them because, you know, they don't want to get in the tiebreakers with these other teams. So, you know, they need to keep their eye on the ball, as they say, and get these last two wins.
And another thing with college football, now that Chris, you and Jerry have gone back to it, some of these teams that have lost these games, like, for example, Iowa losing to Northwestern, they're now 6-4. They might want to get back on a winning streak because if you start going 6-5 and things like that, your bowl that you get is not going to be as good.
That's right. That's right. And I don't know how it's divvied up. I think everybody gets the money for all the bowls within a conference. So
yes,
it's not so much that, but it's for recruiting. If you want to go somewhere where you got a better time, you don't want to be on the day after Christmas at noon, you'd rather be on, you know, Thursday night at 9 o'clock or something where people are going to watch you, you know, that kind of thing.
The one thing though that helps Iowa, and it has for years, and I know some teams don't like it, but it is what it is. Their fans travel to the,
yes,
to the,
so that will, now, yeah, that'll bump them up a couple of bowl notches.
And I'm not I'm not sure where the basketball team is going this year, this week for their tournament. It's either this week or next week, but if it's not somewhere nice, the fans will wait around and go to that bowl game.
Right.
Okay. And a quick clarification on where I get mixed up a little bit. Next year, when the games move to the second, they moved them off New Year's Eve. That is when it goes to the second Monday. Okay. I just found the sheet that had it written down.
Okay.
They were trying to do it this year, but ESPN said no. We want it on the 7th. So ESPN got their way.
Starting next year, they're not going to do New Year's Eve games anymore for those playoff games.
They're going to be moving those ones that were on New Year's Eve. They're going to move them to the 2nd next year, unless the 2nd, whenever the 2nd or New Year's Eve.
Well, the 2nd is going to be a Thursday.
It'll be a Thursday, so it'll be fine. Yeah. It'll be fine. But any year it falls on a Sunday, they won't.
Right.
But other years they will, so that starts next year.
So they do think the ratings did suffer with New Year's Eve. Is that what they're saying?
They did.
It's, especially when New Year's Eve was on Saturday last year.
Yeah.
They really suffered then. But that ESPN got their way. That's because the schools were wanting it to be on the second Monday this year, but ESPN got their way.
Sean and I argued about that about 4 years ago, and I predicted that would not work. So
Pierre has come in. Pierre, how's it going?
Oh, sure, it's Pierre.
Well,
it's the other show. He had to call in and say he wasn't calling.
Could be this other person with the 2-2.
Yeah, the phantom.
Get
anyway,
your,
you there,
start,
Pierre?
It's your start 9, Pierre.
He should be here. Hold on.
Yeah, star 6.
Wait a minute. Let's try it one more.
Hello.
There he is.
All right.
What's happening, Pierre?
So Pierre, this time it was not the other guy of the 225.
Right. Kyle Busch won the race today. The final four is set for next week, so there's a clear champion, and then NASCAR season will be over.
Who's in the final four, Pierre?
Okay, it's Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., and I can't remember the other two. But
okay, and where are they racing next week?
They are racing in Florida.
In Miami. Okay. In Miami, actually.
Right.
Miami.
Okay. Right. And also, there was a record broken today in the NFL. Cincinnati is the only team in the history of the NFL to 3 games in a row give up over 500 yards.
Oh, okay.
So that's not a record, Pierre, that you want to be associated with.
No, I'm telling you.
No, it's not.
How about LSU, Pierre? How about them now? Give us a little LSU football, and have they played in basketball yet?
Well, they've won all the games they've played in basketball, and then in football they did beat Arkansas, and they play Rice next week. They should win that one.
Right.
Everybody beats Arkansas, though, don't they, Pierre?
Right. And then they play Texas A&M the last game of the season.
Ooh.
And that's
they moved that to Saturday now. They didn't keep it on Thursday. It's on Saturday, so.
Oh, good.
I think on Thursday and on Thanksgiving week, I think that's going to be Ole Miss and Mississippi State. I think that's your
Thursday. Yeah, they put that back. They moved that back to Thursday night, so.
Actually, we have some rivalry games on Thanksgiving in the NFL, too, because the Saints are playing Atlanta that night, aren't they, Pierre?
Yep.
Thanksgiving night. Is it in New Orleans or Atlanta? I forget.
It's in New Orleans.
Yeah, and then in the middle game is Washington and Dallas in Dallas, and the Bears and the Lions will be playing the first
Bears
game.
So
we've got three rivalry games on Thanksgiving Day in pro football.
Right.
Yep.
And then the last three games of the season, the Saints have to play Carolina twice.
Yeah. Well, those will be good games. Although Carolina is going to have to shore up that defense. Now, their defense has been decent until the Steelers shredded them the other night. But, you know, I'm telling you, every defense, there's no shutdown defenses anymore. Every defense has been shredded once or twice this year.
Wow, the Cowboys actually kicked the field goal. Look out.
They did
Uh-oh.
They? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They got the lead.
Anybody else have anything?
We do have
anybody
else. Let's get to our NBA stuff, and then we'll see if the callers have
anything.
Make sure to raise your hand. Sean, why don't you give us the NBA stuff, and callers, if you have anything, raise your hand, and we'll get to you.
All right, the big NBA news that I see right now, of course, yesterday, Jimmy Butler, the drama ends in Minnesota as he went to Philadelphia for Robert Covington, Dario Saric, a 2022 first-round draft pick, which really, they didn't give up a whole lot for Jimmy Butler, and if he works out for him, it's good if they can sign him. If they have a problem, hey, he's a free agent. Dario Saric, they were going to have to sign to a big contract anyway. He played a lot of international ball, which they kind of frowned. Robert Covington was a good role player, but with Butler, you know, I mean, it's kind of a, you know, hey, we got him for this year. We're going to see how it is. Plus, with Minnesota now coming up, who'd have thought Derrick Rose had a revival in his career?
Yeah, he
so,
did.
I mean, they were like, okay, you know what? Jimmy, you're out of here. I mean, the Rockets offered more, and now with the Rockets possibly, as you said, talking about waiving Carmelo Anthony, so maybe they should have, but, you know, they're realizing that, hey, I don't think this is going to work. And then, of course, you know, but those are the big highlights coming out of the NBA this week.
Yeah, Toronto's off to a heck of a start. They've got a little cushion in the East now, and that's, I forget who their new coach is. Who is their new coach? Does anybody remember?
Their new coach's name is Nick Nurse. He is an alumnus of the University of Northern Iowa. He played there under Coach Eldon Miller. And then he coached in the NBA. I don't believe it was G League at the time, but he coached the Iowa team there, and I believe they won.
Yeah, they're still G League.
Yeah, and I believe they might have won a championship with him. So I know everybody wasn't overly hip on that hire, but I'll tell you what, I think Nick Nurse will do a fine job, and you know, people here certainly know him. And
yeah, Detroit's kind of come back to earth. They've lost about five in a row since they started off so good. You know, you never know. The first couple of weeks, and that's true of any season in the baseball, football, or hockey, I mean basketball or hockey, you know, you can go, let's say a baseball season, you could end up at start your season 10-4. Well, you might go 10-4 in some two-week period in the middle of the season when you're six games out, no one's going to even notice that you're four games out or way out of it. So, you know, when you start, sometimes we get all excited about the early numbers and whatever, and the water seeks its own level. I mean, we'll see what happens. The Celtics and Sixers have kind of struggled a little bit. Detroit has come back to earth. Milwaukee's lost a couple in the East. What's going on in the West, Sean?
Oh, the West is still Golden State. It's pretty much out there. Denver, you know, Denver's up there. I mean,
still the Golden State Invitational.
Yeah, still the Golden State Invitational, basically.
But Denver's a surprise. Nobody expected them to be a
surprise. Utah's not doing bad. I mean, you got to
Portland's not doing bad either, right? Yeah, Portland's pretty good.
San Antonio's doing better than I thought with the, you know, with everything. DeMar DeRozan is really fitting in with them, I think. So, but yeah, raised hands.
But the Bulls are still the Bulls, and the Cavaliers are still the Cavaliers. That's the important thing to know.
Yeah. We got Pam back again.
I see Pam's hand, and Pam, let me get to you in just 1 second. I do want to bring a quick baseball note. Joe Mauer of the Minnesota Twins announced his retirement. He is still having issues with concussions and things like that, so Joe Mauer has retired. I don't know that I see him being a Hall of Famer, but I will say this. If he would have stayed healthy all the years that he played, he probably would have been an easy Hall of Famer.
Yes, I agree.
Okay,
so Pam,
what's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to – you guys were talking earlier about the Patriots controlling the East.
Yep.
I don't think the Chiefs have to worry about the Patriots as much as they do as the Steelers.
Well, this is what we're saying. We're talking about the division. See, the first goal is to win your division, and I think the Patriots are going to do that. The Chiefs are going to do that. Probably now the Steelers will, and in the South it's a little bit up in the air. Maybe Houston, you know, maybe Tennessee's coming on. So we don't know. But what I'm saying is if you've got a two- or three-game lead this time of year, you're in pretty good shape for your division. You got about seven games to go, two-game lead. You should win your division. Let's put it that way. And so what then happens then, Pam, is you've got the other two teams are going to be in the playoffs. The big thing between the Patriots, the Chiefs, the Steelers, is who's going to be the number one seed and the number two seed. That's the deal, because if you get to be the number one seed, you get to host all the way through the playoffs. If you get to be the one or the two seed, you get a bye. See, so you don't want to be the three seed. You don't want to have to play that extra game, and you don't want to be the four seed. You get a home game because you won your division, but this is where the Chiefs are in good shape. They've got a couple of games lead on that. It's not settled. They've got tough games to play, but and the Patriots and Steelers are, and Houston still have a chance, but this is the deal. You don't want to be in that extra game. You like, when you're banged up at the beginning of January, you like to have it's really about an extra bye week if you can get one of those top two seeds. That's what the big contest is.
I'm also curious to think about what your guys' opinion is on all these international games.
That's okay.
In all fairness, I mean, they're okay. I will be honest. I'm not a huge fan of them, but they're okay. I can live with them,
I don't mind Mexico City as much because, I mean, it's not that. But going all the way to London for a regular season, and really I wish even Mexico City was a preseason, but it's not as big a deal, I guess, because, you know, Mexico City, for Kansas City and L.A., it's closer to them than going to, say, New York or Boston for a game.
The problem, and of course now we had this rumor earlier, you know, that the Jacksonville owner might want to move his team to London. I think there would be a lot of people in the NFL that would oppose that because that would be a lot of travel for a lot of teams to have to play over there.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
I just don't think it's fair for the home city to lose that home game.
I'm sure the league made it up very nicely to them to do that.
Yeah, and they probably still get the same share, and I think that stadium's just about as big as the Coliseum anyway. So I don't think the Rams are going to be hurting financially out of doing
this. They'll still have
The other thing too, Pam, is they tend to be an old boys network. So what happens is they'll keep that in mind for, you know, for the future. So if he wants something down the road, oh, you went to London or you did this or you went to Mexico, they always keep those things in mind. Not everybody is as cooperative. They're sort of the old boys network in general, but there are some people that aren't quite as cooperative as others, and they keep that in mind. The league has a long memory, so, you know, it comes up again.
And Kroenke wants to, because in the past it's usually been either the Raiders or the Cowboys that have gone to Mexico, because in Mexico they're the two most popular teams. But they wanted some different teams this year.
Yeah, and with the Rams now in Los Angeles, I'm sure the way they've played the last 2 years, I'm sure the people in Mexico are well aware of them now, and so it's probably not that bad. I'm sure they'll sell out, and it's going to be a good game. That's everybody's going to look forward to that game. Get ready. Have your no-dos. It's going to be a four-hour game. It's going to be a lot of offense and not much defense. It's going to be arena football on turf.
And
we're down to just a little bit under 4 minutes. So if you guys have anything that you want to get in real fast, so if anybody has anything, raise your hand quickly and we will get to you. But now before we wrap and let Sean do that, Bill, just one more time, what should we tell us about the coffee club and the big thing there?
Check us out next Wednesday on the Coffee Club. It probably won't be hosted by me. I'll be there, but Dave Rieckert will be running it probably from Altoona, unless I get my miracle set up in Naples that quick. But we'll see.
Here's what Bill is tired about, you guys. Bill is going south, and then he'll be nice and warm, and those of us in the north up here will still be freezing.
That's right.
It's so, going to be 38 degrees in Austin.
He'll be laughing at us when it snows some Sunday night.
But what's on the Coffee Club, Bill?
We're going to do a follow-up feature on the new accessible iPhone. Well, the iPhone's accessible, of course, but the glucose meter that you'll be able to read and take your own readings on if you have diabetes or you need to check those blood sugar levels. It's a real, real breakthrough. So we'll be following up.
That one was a good deal that you did the other day.
We're going to be following up on that.
Is there a different number for the coffee club than, say,
there is.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. And we'll get it to you. Box for you, or we'll leave it out
there. Please do that.
Also, if you want to go listen to last week's first part of that, you can go over here to legendoldies.com, or you can listen to any one of the past episodes of Sports Lounge Live, ATR Extra, ATR, all things, you know, all that stuff. You can go to legendoldies.com, look for the talk shows, click on whatever date you want. Like, say, for the coffee club, it was last Wednesday, or 4 days ago, which was the 7th, so you can click on that. And if you are listening on the phone through Audio Now or whatever, if you want to hear any of these on the Sports Lounge Live or anywhere on the conversation station, 712-432-6499. From the main menu, hit 4 and then 2. And then Sports Lounge is podcast number 4. Coffee Club is podcast number 7. Last Wednesday is over there. So you got legendoldies.com or the conversation station, whichever way works for you. If you want to leave us any comments, 773-572-7715. Do not send the message private. That's primarily, especially those of you listening during the week and couldn't call in. But, hey, even if you're listening right now and you didn't want to say anything, feel free to, you know, let us know anything. We all three will hear the message. So,
yep.
And it's and course, a fun course, time.
Next week we'll have more NFL, probably some college stuff we'll have shaken out by then. So,
and some college